This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Meekta Bhatra, here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, the big cue is that Jerome Powell, the Fed chief, did warn of some pain ahead at the Jackson Hole Symposium. And what resulted happening was that the US markets as well as the European markets were completely rattled. The Dow closed 1,000 points lower. The September Fed meet is now in focus in terms of how much the Fed could hike and for how long. The market seemed to be repricing the idea of cuts or the timeline of cuts eventually as well by the Fed. European markets closed lower, and it seemed as though the Indian markets probably sensed a little bit of this trepidation ahead of that, because the Sensex and the Nifty snapped their 5-week winning streak. The markets on Friday were off the highs but ended in the green in what was a volatile session. The Sensex closed 59 points higher, the Nifty around 36 points higher. FIIs were sellers. That was also because of a large trade that took place, but nonetheless, the trend would be important to watch. So FIIs net sold around 51 odd crores, DIIs net bought around 453 odd crores. This morning, Asia in the red, reacting to the global cues, and the SGX indicating a soft start as well. For us in particular, do watch out for Brent crude prices, because oil prices have risen on signals that the OPEC might be cutting output. A couple of other important cues to watch out for will be the Reliance Industries annual general meeting, which will be taking place in the second half of today's trading session, and separately to watch out for the Q1 FY23 GDP this week in India. Well, those are a couple of cues to watch out for. This is Ekta Batra signing off on this market podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Have a good trading session.